Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 1978. This is the Reverend Lee Irwin Schaefer, Sr., retired United Presbyterian minister, now living at Copeland Oaks, Sebring, Ohio, a Methodist retirement home, with my wife, Catherine Essenwine Schaefer. During February, or the early part of March, when I was seriously ill, I wrote an article on the Tin Cup, mainly for brothers and sisters who have many happy memories of our grandparents and their farms. And it was suggested that I write other articles concerning our grandparents, Miller and Schaefer, and of our happy experiences spent with them on their farms, especially during the vacation months. The Tin Cup is the first of these articles. On my grandfather Miller's farm, there was a never-failing spring of cool water feeding its life-giving sustenance to a watering trough by the side of the road. And beside the trough, grandfather Miller placed a tin cup on a wire hook. In that shady retreat, there were rest and refreshment for the weary wayfarer and his horses. But time and again that tin cup was stolen or smashed. And then grandfather would send me to the village store several miles away to buy another tin cup. One hot summer afternoon, I protested that there was no use in replacing the cup, that someone would steal or smash it also. The dear old man replied, "And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had filled them up." Genesis 26:18. And then he added, "Lee, there will always be Philistines in the land." But even Philistines could not discourage him to the point where he no longer provided a tin cup for his fellow man. There were Philistines in the days of Isaac. They were filled with envy, selfishness, and the evil spirit of strife. From the wells which Isaac had restored, they took the life-giving water for themselves and for their herds and their flocks. And then they filled up the wells with dirt and stones so that no one else could use them. But stubbornly, persistently, Isaac, the man of peace, reopened those wells, not for his use alone, but generously for others who needed them in a hot desert land. Isaac was a well digger. The Philistines were well destroyers. Isaac was determined to leave his world a better place than he had found it. The Philistines were just as determined to get what they wanted out of greed, envy, and selfishness, living only for themselves. Then to destroy and smash everything so that others could not enjoy even the blessings of a common life. There are still Philistines in the land. Joseph Califano, Secretary of Hugh, said that $1 billion a year, every year, was lost annually in the welfare and medical programs through fraud, waste, and abuse. In the last blackout in New York City, mobs took over, burning, destroying, looting, even using trucks to haul away stolen merchandise. Many small business firms were forced into bankruptcy. In January 1978, the central and northeastern states of our nation were paralyzed by the most devastating storms in our history. The utilities director of one of our large cities visited the field office of his supervisors. Each supervisor presumably had three crews to direct. One supervisor was sleeping. Another was watching TV. And four were just walking around. They should have been busy repairing broken water mains. With overtime, their income ranged from $28,000 to $40,000 annually, American taxpayers' money. And now we have Korea Gate. One United States representative admits to taking bribes of over $200,000, American taxpayers' money. Our highways are littered. Our streams are polluted. And often Mother Nature is no longer beautiful, but gashed and scarred. Along our highways, comfort stations are vandalized. On the walls of toilets are the filthiest kind of graffiti. Well, you name it yourself, you know. There are still Philistines in the land. But thank God, there are still Isaacs, still Grandfather Millers, still people who will keep on and on and on replacing the tin cups to give others life-giving sustenance, an uplift, encouragement, and a deepening of faith in God and our fellow men. Through this recent snowstorm, there were many thrilling stories of men and women and young people who worked long, cold, brutal hours to help others, about which we here at Copeland Oaks know something because the various crews in this home for the aged worked all kinds of hours to make us comfortable and secure. And there were some, even out there in the world, who endangered their own lives to save others. A tin cup filled to overflowing, a symbol of the Holy Grail.